And Agriculture Committee will now come to order. We have one bill before us today, and that is Senate Bill 822 by Senator Roth. Please go ahead, and for any other members who are not present and listening, please come to room 113 as soon as you can. And we'll go ahead and establish a quorum now. If the secretary will please call the roll.
Senators Galjani.
Here.
Galjani here. Canella.
Here.
Canella here. Berryhill. Pan.
Here.
Pan here. Wolf.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm privileged to present Senate Bill 822 today. California citrus, in case you don't know, is at risk of disappearing due to a deadly and incurable citrus plant disease known as Huanglongbing, HLB, which is spread by the invasive insect called the Asian citrus psyllid. The psyllid is known to be in 21 California counties, including all of Southern California. There have been 11 confirmed cases of HLB in California, all of which were found in backyard citrus trees in the Los Angeles basin. Because there's no cure for this thing, the best defense against the disease is to stop the spread of the psyllid. In 2009, some of you may remember, Assembly Bill 281 created the Citrus Pest and Disease Prevention Program and authorized an assessment to be paid by citrus growers, not the state, of up to 9 cents per 40-pound carton to help combat the spread of the Asian citrus psyllid and prevent HLB from taking hold. Since the passage of that piece of legislation, the industry has raised on average $15 million per year for residential and urban trapping treatments, biological control releases, and survey work to control the spread of this psyllid. Citrus growers are currently paying the maximum allowable assessment, but it's not enough. The 2015-16 budget for the Citrus Pest and Disease Prevention Program is $17.6 million. However, projected revenue from assessments is only $16 million. For the second year in a row, the efficacy of the program is reliant upon its reserves, not the assessment itself. Approximately 75%, or at least $12 million per year, of grower funds are directed toward residential and urban areas where the psyllid or HLB has been detected. Importantly, none of the assessment money is used for commercial citrus treatments. To date, the commercial citrus industry has been fighting this issue without any financial support from the state. The scope of the issue is rapidly expanding. In Florida, HLB has ravaged what was once the nation's number one citrus-producing state. In 10 years, Florida has lost approximately $7.8 billion in revenue, 162,000 citrus acres, and approximately 7,500 jobs to this disease. It's in Mexico. It's hit Texas. It continues to spread to new areas of California, and the discovery of HLB in Los Angeles is cause for serious concern. If this thing takes hold, California's $3 billion citrus industry and the 22,000 jobs that it creates will be lost. This bill, Senate Bill 822, will increase the assessment authority on the growers from 9 cents per carton to 12 cents per 40-pound carton. Based on current production levels, this increased assessment could raise an additional $5 million to combat this disease. It would also appropriate $5 million from the general fund to help protect California's $3 billion citrus industry and countless residential citrus trees from HLB by funding this program within the Department of Food and Agriculture. The bill is sponsored by California Citrus Mutuals, supported by Southwest California Legislative Council and the Western Growers Association. There's no known opposition, and I would respectfully ask for an aye vote. I have a witness in support, ma'am.
Hi, good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Alyssa Halpy, and I'm with California Citrus Mutual. We are the sponsor of this bill, and we very much thank Senator Roth for his attention to this issue, and we also ask for your aye vote.
Chairwoman Galjani and members of the committee.
Chairwoman Galjani, members Cynthia Corey, California Farm Bureau, we are in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Other witnesses in support? Do we have any witnesses in opposition? Any questions or comments from members? Senator Canella?
Senator Roth, I think this is a good bill. I mean, I think the veto message last year was that the burden has largely been placed on the citrus industry and the federal government. And if there was a problem, then come back to and let's talk about it. And I think it's been shown that there is a problem, and I think the citrus industry has certainly stepped up with another assessment. So you said there was $12 million currently being assessed, plus now this will bump it up another $5
million? It's generating $15 million, this industry assessment, is my understanding.
Okay.
$12 million going to the residential, okay, going toward residential and urban areas.
So it'll bump it up to $20 million with the additional $5 million,
correct? That's my understanding.
Yeah. And so what you're asking for is the state government to pitch in about $5 million,
right,
which would be a minor partner in this $3 billion industry. So I think we've been trying to do this for the last several years. Hopefully, the budget looks good. There's lots of additional money flowing in at this time, and I think this is a worthwhile investment. So I certainly look forward to supporting this.
Thank you, sir.
Other questions? Senator Wolk?
Yeah, I too supported this bill when it came forward before, and I appreciate the increased assessment by the industry. From the federal government, you probably said, but I want you to repeat how much they're providing in this.
I believe that it's the total money is $25 million. Is that correct?
I think they have.
So it's
provided
$10
million? We receive about $10 million from the federal government per year, and we got an additional $2 million this year to increase our trapping in new areas in the state, like the Bay Area, where we're seeing more Asian citrus psyllid finds.
Okay, and you're asking the general fund for an additional five?
Five.
All right. Has there been a motion?
No, there's not.
Be glad to move the item.
Thank you. We have a motion on the bill. Seeing no further questions, will the secretary please take the roll?
SB 822, the motion is due pass and we refer to appropriations. Senators Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Berryhill? Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
Congratulations, your bill is out.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll be adjourning the meeting. Thank you.